football on off the ball.
Trying to run forward and give us that energy. I think probably the penalty, I probably should do better. I probably should get the shot off a little bit earlier, in my opinion. Probably lacking that little bit of sharpness, just for whatever reason. I think I'll get stronger as the season goes on. But
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Mark McHugh, St Mary's College are the 2026 Energia All-Ireland League Division 1A champions. That has a nice ring to it.
It surely does. Yeah, no, it does. It's all a little bit overwhelming and a bit surreal, but look, we're absolutely delighted. It's been a long road, a long journey. Obviously suffered disappointment last year at semi-final stage, but to a degree, I think that sharpened our minds and sharpened the focus. And when we came back in July of last year for pre-season, there was a very clear determination amongst the guys and a very clear desire that we weren't going to let another opportunity pass us by.
Talk me through the game, because I know hearing you on TV that you were disappointed with the first two tries and how they were conceded, and it felt like it was really nip and tuck at half time, and then you just pulled away. Like, what did you say at half time?
I'd love to say that it was what I said at halftime that had any sort of an impact, but no. Look, I think we knew that it was going to be hugely physical. We knew that it was going to be, it was going to take 80 minutes to win the game. But I certainly felt that if we could play with a little bit more speed, if we could move the ball a little bit quicker, we might get opportunities. So it was disappointing to give away some of the scores we gave away early on. But I suppose we fought back and came straight back pretty much each time and scored, and then obviously led at half time. Pulling away in that first 20 minutes of the second half was really, really satisfying, and the guys played some great rugby, both forwards and backs. I suppose forwards had to take a lot of kudos. They got themselves over the line a couple of times, which was great to see. But an all-round team effort, and it was a long 80 minutes, the longest 80 minutes of my life.
You had some brilliant performances around the pitch. Miles Carey gets player of the match in the end, but Mick O'Gara just sinking them from anywhere, anytime, in any way. I mean, having that type of quality both from the tee and even in your attack, there's just nothing you can't do when you have those types of players.
Yeah, look, I suppose as a coach, I'm very lucky that I've got a hugely talented group of players who are massively committed and apply themselves, exceptionally well. Miles Carey suffered a broken ankle, I think maybe 9-10 weeks ago, had surgery, has worked tirelessly to get himself back fit for the semi-final last week. His performance last week and this week have been just sensational. You mentioned Mick as well. Look, Mick has been just brilliant for us this year. His kicking game, his kick goals, as you say, for fun. Without these types of players, you're going to struggle to be successful. So we're very lucky that we have certainly those two and plenty of others who have shown great leadership to ally to, I suppose, great ability and great talent.
The semi-final defeat and the disappointment last year, I know Connor was saying that you kind of leaned on it during the week, but maybe not too much, but it feels like there was talk around, is that just too much too soon, having just come up from 1B? I mean, on today's evidence, clearly not. Were you relying on the nature last year and the learnings in the build-up to this final?
I suppose, yeah, you do. You always do. You always need to learn from your defeats or losing rugby matches. And I think we learned from the experience last year. I know I learned as a coach and as a coaching staff, we learned. And I think we prepared ourselves for the semi-final last week and for the final this week exceptionally well. I think Jamie Cornett, Jack McGrath, Greg Jones, Thomas O'Reilly, these guys have left no stone unturned. And it's been, as we spoke about during the week, look, the players were as well prepared as they could possibly be. They had the chip on the shoulder that we've had all year about losing last year's semi-final. So, well, maybe we didn't speak directly about it. I knew it was there, and we could always tell it was there. It could be a strong emotional kind of pull. But I think we showed that, we showed today and we showed throughout the season that we're a group of players with massive ability and huge talent and a lot of bravery as well to go with it.
Did you have anyone in especially this week to chat to the players, anyone from 2012 or any famous faces?
No, not this week. In the lead up to the semi-final, we did have Damian Brown in. Ex Connacht, Northampton, Breve, Leinster player who's now, you know, rows oceans for fun. So we had Damian in to speak to us just around the challenges of, I suppose, adversity, dealing with those mental challenges and being able to be resilient. And I suppose that I suppose showed itself in spades in the semi-final last week, in the composure we showed, the calmness that the guys showed to deal with, you know, a pretty chaotic and frantic game. And look, that stood us in really good stead this week as well, that we spoke briefly about it during the week in terms of that mental preparation.
I was going to ask you something about Conor Dean, and he's now in the room with us, so unfortunately it's going to have to be all nice, but just as him as a captain, just talk to me about him as a captain and him as a leader in this team.
Look, he's a pretty special guy. He is, to be fair. He's a special guy, and he is an exceptionally talented rugby player, and he's an exceptionally gifted leader as well. I know he maybe sometimes finds the motivational speeches or the inspirational speeches difficult, but Conor leads through actions. He leads through managing his team around the pitch, and his game management over the last number of weeks has been absolutely second to none. I think as a group we love the guy to bits, and he's just been sensational for us this year, and if he even utters the word retirement, we'll be having very strong days.
Just lastly, I suppose, there was always a feeling around Mary's, given that it's been 14 years since they'd won the Energy AIL and something like 24 years since they won the Schools Cup, that they were kind of talked about as one of those old great clubs, you know, that time had kind of passed and now maybe the Terenures and Clontarfs and Cork Cons of the world had kind of taken the mantle. From your perspective, how has the culture changed over the last couple of years that you're back on the top in both of those competitions and there seems to be a real energy around the place? What's changed?
Well, look, I think we've learned from what other clubs have done, and I suppose, look, our near neighbours, Terenure, have been successful over the last couple of years, and they've probably led the way in that regard. And so maybe it's taken us a little while to figure a few things out, but I think we have over the last number of years. The structures that we've put in place to support the first team and the senior group, I suppose, have been really good, and they've allowed us to, you know, recruit well, get in a couple of good players, a couple of guys who add to the group, the Greg Jones, Dan Goggins of this world, Josh Gimblett. But fundamentally, we have a magnificent core group of players, and they, I suppose, have played together for a long time. They're really good mates, and that bond that they have together is really strong and really powerful.
And it's an early night and then work tomorrow, is it?
I don't know about you, but it won't be for me.
Congratulations, Mark. Fair play again. All right, St. Mary's College captain Conor Dean, you are the 2026 Energy All-Ireland League Division 1A champions. That must be nice to hear.
Very nice. We were saying before the game, if Mark told us 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago that we'd be in the final playing against Tarf, you know, in front of friends and family on a perfect day, there's no way you would have believed him. So, yeah, very special to hear that.
I mean, the way that final kind of just to'd and fro'd, and it was very tight in the first half and you sort of pulled away, like it was frantic stuff. I know Mark on TV was saying that he wasn't happy with how the first two tries were conceded, but you just kept coming back. What was said at halftime that just set you up to like go on an incredible run in that second half?
Yeah, they came out the blocks very quick as we expected, and yeah, they got a try quite quickly, and then I think halftime we just kept them out under our lines, which is a huge one for momentum, so we went in a couple points up, so we just said, look, we're in a great position, first half is gone. Great, we're up a couple points, so yeah, just to kick on, keep to our processes, and hopefully the result takes after itself.
In terms of yourself, because you play as a 10, but it's Mick O'Gara who takes the points and the kicking duties, how does that work as a dynamic? Does that take a lot of pressure off you that you're not also having to think, I need to keep cool here when I have to line up a kick as well?
Yeah, it's nice. Look, I think whoever the best kicker is kicks, and he's hands down the best kicker on our team and our squad, so it's great to have him. He's kicked some really clutch ones for us over the last couple of seasons, so yeah, it's ideal to go into him and lean on when we need some points.
Speaking of leaning, how much did you lean on the semi-final disappointment from last year? Because I know you talked about it ahead of today's game, but just the nature of that and how kind of whirlwind it's been coming up from 1B very quickly and now you're Division 1A champions. How much did you lean on the semi-final last year as learnings for this week?
Yeah, a lot. I think even just having 12 more months in 1A was a huge benefit coming on. So a lot more experience, a few additions which were great for the squad, and then just a few of the younger guys who played a lot last year with some more experience, which was really helpful and paid off for today.
Your housemates with Caelan Doris. Was there any chat about what to expect? Any advice?
Yeah, Lino, yeah, asked him a couple of questions on what to expect and how he goes through the big moments of the big game. So, yeah, it was nice to lean on him during the week.
Was there any Sexton involvement this week at all? Any Johnny or Mark coming in this week?
No. There's no comments. But again, we're quite close with them, so they're never far away.
When Hugh Queenly gets that intercept, it feels like maybe that's going to be the turning point in the game. And as I've mentioned already, you just kept pushing on. Where does that come from as a team that you're able to have that composure to strike back almost immediately, even when it looks like Clontarf, who you know are defending champions and have that pedigree, might be finding a way back in? Where does your composure come from?
Yeah, it's just taking, I suppose, a few breaths under the post and resetting and regathering. And then, to be fair to Miles Carey's unbelievable in those restarts, him and Ethan Baxter tearing after it. So they got a few great catches and kind of just gave us the ball and gave us a bit of momentum straight after scoring. So it's nice to have Miles back and have him in the air and the aerial presence for those restarts, which was nice just to get the ball back.
I think we saw the Dino Dink today as well. Is it now a coined phrase?
I don't know. It didn't pay off today, so probably not after those couple of bad ones.
Having the schools winning the Senior Cup this year as well, Mary's, I know you're not completely linked, but just what that does to the community and the club as a whole. This has been St. Mary's season. It must be great generally to have that buzz around the club.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. Like the sense of community in the club has really changed in the last couple of years. And credit to everyone off the pitch who you don't see in the squad and the management, like the execs, the officers, the sponsors, really put a lot of resources and time into kind of the off the field, the minis, the juniors, the women's, the stars, everyone in the club and building that real community and the sense of community. And then the link with the school is great. Like Mick O'Gara, Miles, your SSE coach, all coach down in the school. So there's a good link there. So hopefully we can get a few of them up next year as well.
Yourself, I mean, when things wrap up with Connacht, there's a couple of Dublin clubs in for you, trying to coax you back. And I know Mary's were in 1B when they came looking for you. Why did you choose Mary's?
Yeah, I think it was weighing up a couple of different options, and ultimately it came down to, you know, playing with my best mates again and going back to enjoying rugby and building something pretty special. I'd already played a couple of years with the group that were there, and it was pretty seamless integrating back in with them.
What are the celebrations going to be tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going back up to the club now and we'll see where it takes us. I'm a couple of days off work, so we'll see you the next couple of days unfold.
Deadly. Enjoy the Monday club, enjoy the celebrations, and congratulations again, Connor.
Great, thanks, man.
Football on off the ball.
Trying to run forward and give us that energy. I think probably the penalty, I probably should do better. I probably should get the shot off a little bit earlier, in my opinion. Probably lacking that little bit of sharpness, just for whatever reason. I think I'll get stronger as the season goes on. But
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.